There's a thing called IPOP. It sounds like something you might be able to order when the ice cream truck comes by. But no. It might be. I don't know. Try it. Maybe it's good. Very icy. No, IPOP is actually the International Presentation of Performers. And it takes place in July in Los Angeles, California. And what it does, it's kind of a talent search, but it's a refined talent search. In other words, you kind of have to try out for it, and you have to be selected for it. And then you go and you show off your talents. And Madeline Petch, who is on Riverdale, she was discovered through IPOP. We mentioned Ariana Grande, Alexis Knapp. These are a lot of young performers because this thing isn't too old. Garrett Hedlund, Lucas Till, you may know them. And if you don't, well, give it 10 years. You may know them a whole lot better. And so you go to Los Angeles and you can show what you do, show off your talents. And there are a lot of talent agents in the crowd that may say, I like that person. Hey, come talk to me for a second. Next thing you know, you're appearing in movies and commercials and things like that. Well, guess what? There is a London connection to IPOP this year. And it happens to be a 7-year-old named Lorcan. And we had an opportunity to talk with Lorcan and his mom, Anthea Forsyth. And we started off by speaking with Lorcan because he's got the life of a pretty regular 7-year-old, plays sports, into all kinds of stuff. But we asked him when exactly he made the realization that he had some big-time acting chops.
When my parents signed me up, I realized that I had a really good memorization.
So let's talk about that. At school, is it easy for you to learn something and then take the test, write down the right answers? Has that come kind of naturally?
Yep.
That's not a bad skill to have. In fact, that's a skill that you could probably hang on to really, really tight. I think a lot of us would like to have that skill. Anthea, talk to us a little bit about what this has been like. When did you kind of look and say, okay, there's a little something different. We need to explore this. We need to find an outlet for this.
For sure. So Lorcan, he does have exceptional memory when it came to monologues and commercials, which is part of the audition process. It was phenomenal how good he was. I was trying to memorize it myself, and he was doing a better job than me, and he's only 7. So it was amazing. And, you know, Lorcan from a young age has always enjoyed dress up and loves superheroes, wants to get in his superhero costume, wants to create a new movie that's going to be Aquaman's son, starring him as Aquaman's son. So all these things, you know, we thought, you know, he plays hockey and he's into sports and he's playing rugby, but he just has this talent. So he's always the fun of the party. And so he's the entertainer in the family. So, you know, it started with putting him in for an audition. And of course, it's all via Zoom in the new world of how we do things. And, you know, the agents in LA, he had to jump through a whole bunch of hoops and different auditions. And he just kept getting onto the next round and the next round. And, you know, we kept reminding him, you know, every step of the way is a success. So if you don't make it to the next step, then, you know, that's fine. You've had a great experience. And then it's just continued, and he kept getting the call back, and it got better and better and better. And then he had his audition 2 weeks ago, and the audition was where they call it a showcase, where you have to do your monologue. It has to be within a certain time frame. They're very strict on how they run their showcase. And of course, he did his showcase. You don't get any feedback. It's like when you do an interview and you have absolutely no idea how it went, and you come out and you think, oh, maybe yes, maybe no, I have no idea. Well, that's kind of how we felt. You did a great job, but we didn't know if you were going to make it to IPOP. And this was kind of the final stage to make it to IPOP. And we waited for a call, and then it was Lorcan's bedtime. So he went to bed, and then still no call by 9 p.m. And there is a time change as well, right? A time difference. And then my wife's phone rang at 10 o'clock at night, I think it was our time. And we actually woke him up out of bed, and we recorded his reaction to being told he made it to IPOP, which was, it was just amazing. What a great, great experience. And it's been pretty exciting around here since as we prepare. So
we're talking with Anthea Fordyce and Lorcan Fordyce about IPOP. And, you know, you mentioned the fact that Aquaman, you look and see some of the things that have happened for people who have gone to IPOP, who've gone to the stage where you've been at. Spider-Man movies, you know, Twilight movies. We've got stars. Ariana Grande has come out of this. Lorcan, can you give us maybe just a little snippet of some of that audition? Or am I putting you too much on the spot?
Yeah. Do your monologue for Mike.
Okay.
Do it up until...
I don't like chocolate. Deal. I said it. I don't like chocolate. And there was absolutely nothing you can do to make me think otherwise. Look at this chocolate anyway. You can't even keep it in your pocket. It'll just melt. And in case you're wondering why I would need to put chocolate in my pocket, it would obviously be so I could eat it at school. And another thing, chocolate is poisonous to dogs. I have 3 dogs. So if I accidentally left chocolate just laying around, then my dogs might eat it.
That's outstanding. I think now we get a taste of how you are headed to LA. That is amazing. So, Anthea, what happens from this point on? You've jumped through the hoops. Lorcan's done everything he's had to do. He puts on a show. So what's next?
So he's been really fortunate to get some pretty cool sponsorship. So we have Golden Fingers Barbers out on Oxford Street East that give him some pretty cool haircuts. And he's got pretty cool skin fade right now that they did the other day. So they're definitely recognizing the local talent, which is amazing. And we truly appreciate that. And then also he has to do lots of rehearsals and Zoom classes as we lead up to IPOP, where he'll be there for a week in July. And he's really lucky to have his coaches are well known on TV. We have Robert Vito from Spy Kids. We have Gabe Fonseca, also an LA coach. He was actually in Grey's Anatomy a few weeks ago. Jared DePlaws. So he's got some really amazing coaches that he does his Zoom classes in preparation for when he hits the stage in IPOP in LA. So we feel really fortunate to have such great coaches, and he's so dedicated, and Lorcan is really motivated to do his best. And yeah, we couldn't be more proud of him. We really are just incredibly proud of him.
Anthea and Lorcan Fordyce joining us. So for anyone who is unfamiliar with IPOP, we ran down a little bit before. Is it like a competition once you get there?
Pretty much. So kind of like, you know, when you watch America's Got Talent or The X Factor, where they have, you know, a number on your shirt and you go up on stage and you go through various workshops and you perform for agents. So the event itself is designed to promote talent to leading agents, managers and casting directors. And there's actually only 400 kids worldwide that have made it to IPOP. So it's pretty amazing to even get to this point. But it's kind of his chance to really show his acting talent and then also potentially commercial modeling. And then they decide what they feel he would be a good fit for, whether it's, you know, a TV show or a commercial and so on. So he just has to get up on stage and show them how cute he is and how smart he is and how talented he is.
Well, you got all those things covered off. So I can't wait to see what happens. Lorcan, thanks so much for the audition, the monologue. Thanks so much for the time today. Good luck with this. Can we check in afterward?
Yep.
Or we'll have to call your manager, I'm sure, by that point. But we'll get that done.
His only hope right now is that they have lots of pizza at IPOP. So we're hoping we can make sure there's lots of pizza there for him.
And tacos.
You guys take care. Enjoy the rest of the day. And thanks for the time.
Thanks so much, Mike.
That is Anthea and Lorcan Fordyce as we talk about IPOP in Los Angeles. So we'll see how Lorcan does in July.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.